John 16, verse 33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Let these words of Jesus soak in and comfort your heart. Your Savior is speaking to you. This is a 2,000-year-old scripture, but it's just as real and valid to your life as if Jesus spoke it to your heart in this moment. He is saying, in life you will have struggle. He does not promise us a perfect life. He promises to perfect us in the midst of this life. He's promising us something greater. Not a lack of problems, no, but the presence of His peace. So in the midst of life's storms, when you're facing trials, He gives us a peace that defies logic. It transcends our understanding. Again, it's not the absence of a struggle. It's the presence of our Savior, that He's already overcome everything in this world, so we don't have to be overwhelmed because He's with us. He's overcome the world. Every obstacle, every challenge, every difficulty has already been conquered by our victorious King and our Savior. And if He is with us right here, that means we can live from the confidence, even in the midst of the world's problems. We can live with this confidence that we can have peace because God knows what He's doing and He's already victorious. So take heart, keep up your courage. We serve a God who's already written the end of the story. Whatever you're facing today, what battles lie ahead, the one who walks with you, the one who gave His life for you, has already won the ultimate victory. So put your head up high, keep following Him, praise Him in advance, stand firm on this promise, hold on to your peace, because He's already overcome this world, and He's your God, He's your King, He's your Good Shepherd. Let me lead you in a moment of prayer. Say this with me. Jesus, I believe that You're with me. I choose to take heart because You've overcome this world. Whatever hardship I'm facing, I'm not facing it alone. I am not a victim, but in Christ, I'm victorious. So God, change me as You change the situation, as You change the struggle. I thank You, I have peace because You've overcome the world. John 16, 33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world.